no matter what. You don't have to do anything to receive my honor. You don't have to do anything to receive my respect, my love. You can just be who you are. And honoring, it isn't one way, it's both ways. But that doesn't mean that if the other person doesn't give you honor and respect, that you don't give it. You're supposed to still give it. And honoring does something to the person you give it to, and it does something to you. When you give the person honor and respect, you're pretty much saying that, you know, not everyone, if you think about it, not everyone actually deserves honor and respect in a way, if we do it by deserving, because there's some jerks out there that, like, you just want to punch them in the face. Like, there's a lot of people I've wanted to punch in the face. And just like, you know what? I don't like you at all. But that's not the way we're supposed to do it. When I show honor and respect to a person that has character flaws, I'm pretty much saying, your character flaws, what's wrong with you, is not going to control who I am and the way I treat you. You're not giving them power over your actions because of their faults. It's something that, I don't know, God has been working with me a lot, and I just love this subject, honor. It's just so good. It's something we've lacked so much. But yeah, see, like, you're not giving the person, it's so simple, but it's so profound. You're not giving the person, not letting them control who you are just by honoring them and by letting them be who they are. And honoring, actually, it's a heavenly thing. When you honor someone, you cultivate this culture of freedom around you and around them, to where, as I said before, they can be whoever they are around you. They can just act any way they want to, and you don't put them in a box, pretty much. You don't label them in a way. You let them loose. And honoring what it does to the other person, it really brings them into, you know, even if they're not a Christian or anything, it really does bring them into their identity, into who they are. It doesn't make them feel like they have to act a certain way around you. It doesn't make them feel like they can only say certain things around you. It actually gives them freedom. And freedom is so key in our lives, in Christianity. It really is the main thing that we need, freedom to be who we are. And honoring lets everyone be free. Everyone be who they want to be. Just a sec. I actually do need this. This is my journal. I love writing in this thing. Today when I was talking to God about honoring, he told me something. He said, like, when there's no honoring, there's fear. And when there's fear, the reaction to fear for most people is they want control. So when there's no honor, that brings control into a relationship. It brings fear and control into a relationship, which, I don't know if you guys know, it does not work out for relationships at all. It just makes the relationship a lot worse. And so honor, like 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear. Pretty much honoring someone is saying that you love them for who they are. And perfect love casts out all fear. Honoring someone is letting the person take control of themselves and letting them, as I said before, be who they are. And another thing God pointed out to me was in 1 John, it says God is love, And in 2 Corinthians, it said, God is spirit. And then there's that verse that says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So God is love, God is spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the spirit of love is, there is freedom. What honoring comes naturally to me, to the people I really, really love. It's just like, I want to show them honor just because of how much I love them. So in a way, honoring them is just loving them. And it's hard for me personally, to honor and to love those people who hurt me, who stab me in the back, and who pretty much are just plain old jerks. But we're not supposed to be that way. We are supposed to love them, we're supposed to honor them, especially in the little things. Like, as I said earlier, like, open up a door. It's not that hard, but just, I love it when people open doors for me. I feel respected. And just opening doors for people, that's, like, the little things, that's where it mostly counts when you honor people. The big things are great, but if you can get down to the little things, doing the little honoring things to people, that's when you really have it. That's when you actually know that it's solid in you, that you're living an honorable life. Yeah, and as I said before, honoring someone is empowering them and letting them pretty much be who they are and releasing them to be who they are and to be themselves. I find that the church, I'm not just saying our church, but I'm saying the church in general has lost the perception of honor. And we really need to bring that back. We really need, and it's not, we don't just honor the people who are, you know, our age or older. We don't just honor just the people, the pastors or the leadership. We do need to honor them. We're supposed to, because God told us to honor the people who are in authority of us. So that's like, it's a must. But we also, like, I have to honor you guys, the youth. I have to honor the little babies, like everyone you have to honor. You have to honor the hobos, the homeless. You really have to do. They're just as important as Bill Gates is, as Bill Johnson, as John or Anna. They really is. They're just, God loves them just as much. And we really need to start seeing them. We have to start seeing everybody through the eyes as God sees them. We start have to honor in the way God honors everyone. That's pretty much what I have to say. So if everyone like to put the hands on their heart and close their eyes, I just want to say a prayer over us. God, I just want to apologize right now. Apologize for the church for not showing respect and honor to everyone. To all of your children, God, I just want to apologize for that. And I just pray that you would teach all of us here how to honor people properly, God. Give us opportunities to honor and to step up, just to step up our ability, to step up 100% in honoring people. I just pray that you'd give us a perception of honoring, that you would just speak more deeply to us about honoring, and that you would just build us into men and women who are honorable people and who strive after honor and allow other people to be who they want to be, God. Yeah, God, I just release the spirit of honor over everyone. I just release the freedom to be who they are in front of everybody, God. And the freedom to allow other people to be free. God, yeah, teach us so much more about honoring, how to step it up, how to honor everybody, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to give you guys a practical challenge of honoring. Okay, let me think of a practical challenge of honoring. Okay, who has someone that they can't stand? Someone that they don't like? I do. Anybody, everyone. Okay, I want to challenge you guys this next week to ask God to help you honor them and to see them the way he sees them and to go, oh, I just got another one. Oh, okay, honoring. Out of the person, okay, honoring a person you don't like, one way that's going to help you a lot to honor them, ask God to see them the way he sees them and to grab and to, it's like when you do that, you're grabbing the good of them and you're holding on to that and you're bringing that out in them when you honor someone that is like a jerk that you can't stand. And that's going to bring them into more of who, I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly. I don't know if this makes sense. Okay, so yes, let's honor someone we can't stand, and let's see if our relationship changes, and see if they, I don't know, become cooler. You actually start to like them. All right, we're doing small groups now? Pretty sure. Yeah, we're doing small groups now. So I don't know where everyone goes. I think the guys go in there usually. Is that right? Okay. All right, everyone, get down and do 10 push-ups. No, I'm joking. Okay, guys, we'll just go into...